You're listening to the LCJ Q&A. As always, I'm your host, Lights, Camera, Jackson. Guess what? The Muppet Babies are back on Disney Channel, premiering Friday, March 23rd at 10 a.m. Eastern. Joining me is the show's executive producer, Tom Warburton. Tom, what's going on?
What's up? Nothing much. Just right here to answer some questions.
All right, man. You know, I'm a little young for the original Muppet Babies. It was a little before my time, but I did some research and I watched some clips online and I noticed that the show's original theme song and this theme song match up perfectly. Was that an immediate decision and an easy decision going in to keep the original theme song?
Well, I mean, it's not exactly, it's the lyrics are a little different to make up for some of the new characters we have going on, but it is absolutely an homage to the original, a very close homage, because, I mean, that song is iconic. You don't want to mess with it. So we just gave it a little update, tried to keep as true as possible to the original, because, I mean, we're all of us who work on the show, huge Muppet Babies fans, and we wanted to do it right. So we tried to keep it as real as possible.
What do you remember most about watching some of the early Muppet Babies shows for the first time back in 1984 to 1991 when it first ran?
I think at the time it was kind of fascinating how they used, it was before sampling and using movie clips for stuff. So it just kind of, you never knew where the show was going to take you next, whether they were going to spoof the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or an old comic strip like the Foreign Legion comic strip Croc. You never knew where they were going to go next. And that was what was so fascinating about it, that they just, like, the imagination just sprung from everything.
Mm. And in watching the first episode, I could tell the humor is there because I laughed, especially in the first segment called Sir Kermit the Brave. Animal takes his bat and he just whams the Indiana Jones boulder that comes at him. Are we going to be seeing a lot of movie references and inside Muppet references throughout this first season?
Definitely a lot of Muppet references, because we just want to have all these little, like, Easter eggs for the fans and stuff. But movie clips, like, it's not as easy to do movie clips as it was back then. Back then it was kind of a lot of handshake deals, like, sure, you can use Indiana Jones. Now there's a lot more legal wrangling and stuff that you have to do. So we're using movie clips, but then we're also doing all sorts of multimedia stuff, where the kids go into these different worlds. For instance, I think you saw Animal Fly Airplane. Mm. At the beginning of the show, the kids are making collages of their favorite places. Mm. And when Miss Nanny says, my favorite place is Paris, the kids decide they want to go there and imagine an airplane. And that whole world is done with torn paper and, like, collage. So we try to do that in the episode, where things the kids are doing feeds into what the imagination is. So we use GoPro footage sometimes for, like, when the kids are going down a ski hill or something. We're always trying to find creative ways, so we're not just using movie clips. Movie clips are also a little trickier for a preschool audience. When you suddenly cut to a movie clip, they might be a little more baffled. So we try to do it in ways that our audience will understand.
Yeah, and you talk about the collages and the multimedia. I noticed in the first set of episodes you have characters like Dot the Dragon, and a lot of the scenery is different than the traditional CGI that we see on the Muppet Babies themselves. So talk to me a little bit about the different styles of animation that you have here.
Well, because it's a multimedia thing, we do a lot of CG on top of 2D backgrounds. We have, sometimes they're drawn backgrounds, sometimes it's folded paper, sort of paper mache stuff. So every episode is this kind of, it keeps our design team and the animation studio on their toes, because every episode is kind of different the way we're approaching stuff. And for me, that's what I love about animation, in that you can do anything. You can do these crazy things and put the kids into different worlds all the time, and I think that keeps the show fresh.
And I have to say, Animal Fly Airplane, when you watch it on March 23rd, it's even wilder than a Liam Neeson action movie. Trust me when I say that. I love that just Kermit goes, I get to fly the plane, yay! And he's just screaming, and I'm like, we are in for a wild ride. We are. It is something. You have a new character getting a lot of attention when this Muppet Baby show was announced, Summer Penguin. Tell me about Summer.
Well, we wanted to bring another girl into the playroom, someone who might not, the Muppets might not be familiar with, because the show at its heart is about friendship. And with friendship, you want to see how the characters will react to a new person coming from the South, the very deep South, Antarctica, and someone who they need to kind of learn what she's about and who she is. So it gives us all new stories for these characters to do with this character. That was very roundabout.
There seems to be an honesty to her, and there's always been an honesty when it comes to the Muppets themselves. So did you kind of try to make sure that she had such honesty to match up with everybody else?
Yeah, well, the Muppets are a very honest group of characters in the first place, especially Kermit, who's sort of a conscience to everyone. And Summer kind of has that same conscience to her. She's the one who sort of says, like, hey, guys, maybe we should think about this a little more seriously, where, Animal is the type who just, completely impulsively will just run and do something. And Summer's the one who she'll jump in too, but then she'll also say, like, I don't know if this is a good idea. You need those characters. At the same time, if Gonzo says, hey, let's fire yourself out of the cannon, Summer's the first one to go, yep, let's do it.
We're here with Tom Warburton, the executive producer of the new Muppet Babies series. There's been a lot in the news lately about the Muppet characters and about the Jim Henson Company. Disney's going to reboot the regular Muppets again on their digital platform. Tell me about how you approached studying these iconic characters to get them just right here for audiences of all ages.
Well, all of us working on the show are huge Muppet fans in the first place. So, a lot of us grew up on The Muppet Show and on The Muppet Babies. So we studied the characters. We studied because we were doing characters. We actually got a hold of the real Muppets and took pictures of their textures and of how their eyes worked. And we had actual Muppeteers come and show us how the puppets work. And in some cases, we would actually, like our director Matt Danner would give his director's brief to the animation studio with a Kermit puppet and kind of show them what facial expressions he wanted. I mean, we're coming at this show from a point of love. Like, we love these characters. We want to do right by them. So, and we work very closely with Debbie McClellan, who is head of the Muppet Studio, and we run things by her, and she'll often say, like, you know what, Kermit wouldn't do that. Or Piggy, Piggy is a tough character to write for because everyone wants to write her initially as sort of mean, but she's not. She's more just insecure, and sometimes that comes out a little gruff from her. So we try to write her from that point of view rather than just jumping right to, like, oh, Piggy's being a jerk.
That must have been a dream come true for you to have the Muppeteers come in and to see the Muppets themselves and to study them like that.
Oh, it's fascinating. Debbie gave us a Muppet 101 course, and up on the table were a bunch of the Muppets just sitting there, kind of like with their heads lolling to the side. And when a Muppeteer would pick them up, they would just come alive. Just like it was just this magic. And then they let us try it. And I'm keeping my day job as an animator, and I'm not going to be a Muppeteer because it is. They make it look so easy, but when you get up there and you have to move your, it actually hurts your hand moving the mouse. Like, it's not easy, but they make it look like it's second nature.
And it's got to be a lot of pressure too, because you've got them right in your hands, literally.
Yeah, I mean, they're right there, and they're shooting, and they actually shot us doing Muppet stuff. And you're holding it over your head, and I kept getting my head in the picture, or because you're looking at a screen down below that the direction is opposite, so I was supposed to go off to the right, but I go off to the left, and maybe I'd get better with practice, but if that was my audition, I failed.
I know your target audience for Muppet Babies is 4 to 7-year-olds, but you probably wouldn't be mad if those who grew up with the original Muppet Babies tuned in as well, right?
Well, no, the point is that, like, we wanted to make a show that parents want to watch with their kids. A lot of preschool shows, I think some parents, say, I'm going to put you in front of this while I quickly run and throw a load of laundry in. But we want them to say, like, I don't want to, I'll do laundry later. I want to watch this with my kids. That's the whole point. Like, that's the dream. that everyone wants to watch your show, not just one little bit of the audience.
And the adult caretaker of these Muppet babies is Miss Nanny. What made Jenny Slate the perfect person to voice this character?
Well, she's a veteran voice actress, and she's just got this, like, she's a comedian, she's quick on her toes, and she's got this, like, little quirk to her voice, this little squeak that you can't cheat. It has to be natural. If you tried to do it, it would sound awkward. But, like, you can never write or direct someone to do that kind of stuff. Like, she just naturally has this fun little quirk to her voice that, like, whenever she's on screen, she does it differently than anyone else would do it. So that's what I love about her. It's just, you never know what you're going to get, but it's always great.
And during Sir Kermit the Brave, there is a song. I don't know what it is. I mean, there's something about listening and watching a Muppet song happen that either makes you get emotional, either laughing or tearing up. Was it an emotional experience for you and your team crafting and listening to some of the songs that you created?
Well, Jackson, that song that's the song that our composer Andy Bean got. Disney does blind tests with musicians to bring them in, and we tried all these different composers who wrote a song about being scared of the dark, and Andy Bean just was head, like, I got totally misty during it. I've heard that song 10,000 times now, and I still get misty whenever I hear it. It's so sweet. And all his songwriting, I don't know what, like, Muppet gene he got, but he was the perfect guy for this show. So many of his songs are just, like, he pumps them out super quick, and every one of them is this little earworm that just burrows into your head. They're filled with emotion. They're funny. The lyrics are brilliant. You know, originally when we were writing the episodes, me and the writers would sometimes write the lyrics for the songs. And Disney Junior said, "Well, you know what? Like, we'd like to have our composers kind of do the lyrics." And I was a little offended. I was like, "Hey, I've written tons of songs for shows. Like, I'm good at this." And then Andy came in, and I was like, "Oh no! Andy should do this. he's got this covered. He's brilliant." And along with the guy who does the score for the show, Keith Horn. I mean, between the two of them, we're set for music. It's awesome.
Fantastic. Well, everybody of any age, please watch Muppet Babies. It premieres Friday, March 23rd, 10 a.m. Eastern, 2 back-to-back episodes on Disney Channel, and it replays at 1 p.m. Eastern if you want to watch it again. Tom Warburton, this was a lot of fun. Thanks for joining me today.
So much fun. Thanks so much.
You are welcome. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This has been another edition of the LCJ Q&A. Waka waka.